Since the dawn of the Gilded Age in America in the latter 1800s, family vacations in the mountains of America often included a trip to a trout farm. The farm's ponds were chock full of trout, and the fish didn't stand a chance from the temptation of the excited kids' baited hooks. The holiday pastime in the mountains has dimmed in popularity over the years, but there are a few iconic trout farms that remain and do a thriving business with the kids and their families. Come along and join Charlie Ford at English Mountain Trout Farm. It's just down the road a spell from Forbidden Caverns on the outskirts of Sevierville, Tennessee, in the heart of the Great Smoky Mountains, and learn the rest of the story.
Welcome to the Trout Farm, Charlie Ford.
Trout farms. I remember as a kid, that was one of the coolest things about crossing the country, was there's a trout farm. That was a part of our life growing up.
It certainly was, and here at our trout farm now, we're trying to preserve that a little bit for future generations. Too many of things that we knew as young people growing up have gone away, and so for little ones coming up, this gives them a chance to relate, so to speak, to what maybe mom and dad or grandma and grandpa had a chance to enjoy and see that there's something else other than just the plastic stuff to do in life.
This is what people done. Families would get their campers, their kids, their pets. They'd come to the Smokies. They hit the campgrounds, and these little trout farms were dotted places, much like the go-kart tracks and Pigeon Forge and the other attractions that they have. And this is what they'd do. They'd stop off, they'd catch fish, they'd go to the campgrounds, and they'd cook their fish for dinner, that sort of thing. And it was a great time. Sadly, that era and time has kind of drifted away, and we're about the only trout farm left on this side of the mountain. A bunch of them over still in Bryson City and Fontana, that area of North Carolina, but we're the only one in East Tennessee that I know of in this general area.
So back in the 60s, in the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee and even North Carolina, you'd find a lot of trout farms, right? They were quite common.
They were very common. As a matter of fact, if you go back and look, most of these trout farms were located near a cavern because of the fresh water source or near a cold water stream. They had to have that fresh, cold, running water to be able to do business and to hold the trout.
During the summer vacation time when the kids are out and about, how many kids would be here fishing on an average day?
Kids normally outnumber the parents because there are families, and so average day we'll have probably 100 children to 200 children a day come through the trout farm and fish and experience either eating or fishing or gem mining over at the creek bank for their stones and having a good time.
We go through about 40 to 50,000 pounds of trout a year with people catching and eating and taking with them. We cook 30 to 40,000 pounds of that 50,000 pounds of fish. We also cut 60,000 pounds a year for local restaurants. So we go through 1 ton of fish a week.
That's really cool. How about you? You inherited this in a sense. You stepped in and took over another operation. But going back in time, this trout farm has been around for a long time.
I'll tell everybody that I was born in the early 60s, and so was this trout farm. So we're both doing the same thing. We're limping along, still doing our thing in life, and trying to do good by the people that come here.
We still rely on the sale of wholesale fish to the restaurants and things like that to be able to keep this little business going and to keep our employees going.
People just stop in and find you as they're driving by, or is it word of mouth?
Well, it used to be this place was the source of its business were the caverns down the road here a quarter of a mile, and people would drive by and see us and find out about us, or they had families over a period of certain a number of generations that would come here, remember the place, and come back here. But social media and the events like we're having today go a long way in promoting us out there now to the masses. And it's advertising and stuff that we, being a small trout farm, could not afford. So in a way, what we're doing is a huge help to keeping us, keep the dream alive of keeping the trout farm going.
There's another component that's not talked about and not advertised, but it's a real touching one about your trout farm operation. There are people that come here for just the experience to catch a fish, but they don't want to
put it in their car and take it home with them. So tell us about the fish that are caught and then are thrown back and what you do with them.
Right. Well, we do have folks that come here and maybe this wasn't a planned event and they don't know what they want to do with their fish and they don't have the option of catching it, throwing it back since the shock of the trout, it's going to lose its life anyway. So we don't have a throwback policy, but we do have a policy where you can come in and catch the fish, have the fun, and donate the fish back to the trout farm. And then instead of the fish going to waste, we actually see to it that it gets put to a good use. And we have some folks that live around our mountain here that are less fortunate or just maybe not capable or able to take care of themselves completely. And we try to pitch in and then we use the funds from that donated fish, the resale of it, to help take care of some meals for those people.
That's really cool. That's cool. Oh, yeah, and then I noticed that you got a bunch of TripAdvisor stickers on your front window, which gets back to your social media and your cost-effective way of getting the word out. That works for you.
I can tell you, I don't know that we could do it without TripAdvisor. They have been a great source for us in terms of allowing the nice people that come here help spread the word to other people that are coming here to the Smokies. To know that we're out here, where we're at, and what we're all about, good or bad. There are a lot of times that we have a chance to go online and comment back in terms of what our customers say, good or bad, about their experience. We try to stay out of that. We feel that that is for our customers and our customers only. Their opinions are valued one way or the other. We'll take it one way or the other. But either way, the source for advertising is huge. You know, again, try to do a good job, try to be a nice person, and try to run a fair business, and people will, they'll see to it.
Do a lot of the people that show up at your door here, are they on their way or to or from the national park?
Most everybody that comes here, I think, especially in times that we've had over the past few years that have been economically challenged, take more advantage now of what the National Forest, National Park Service has to offer. And yes, I think we kind of work hand in hand with that theme. We're outdoors. It's a little park setting here at the trout farm. So yes, and the more that that is the case, the better we thrive because people are looking for those types of events, the outdoorsy things, the things that they can do and spend time, quality time with their babies. Charlie Ford is my name. I'm the owner-operator of English Mountain Trout Farm and Grill. We're located in Sevierville, Tennessee, just down the road from Forbidden Caverns in Bush Bean. And you can get in touch with us at 865-429-5553. Or you could visit us at English Mountain Trout Farm online at EnglishMountainTroutFarmAndGrill.net.
Charlie Ford, thank you so much. What a pleasure to visit.
Thank you very much for coming out and visiting us.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Tennessee.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.